Valkyries fans, you're listening to the Valkyries Post-Op with Kevin Dana.
RC Davis here with you following the Valkyries' disappointing loss to the defending champs. Kevin, I say disappointing because Golden State have been playing some really solid basketball.
Yeah, and not only that, but this is a two-point game of the half. It's 43-41. You feel like you're right there. Now Unikase sent something early in that third quarter. The and one for Asia Wilson. First, I was wondering if she was challenging the block charge call on Kayla Thorne, but no, she called the timeout because she sensed this one was going the wrong way, and she sensed correctly because that third quarter belonged to Asia Wilson and Jackie Young. They outscored the Valkyries 29-13 in that quarter, RC, and try as the Valkyries might. Now, I'll give them a lot of credit for cutting a 24-point deficit to 8 when it looked like this game was well out of hand. They stuck with it and made the Aces sweat this into basically the 40th minute of this game. But that third quarter was all the difference.
At 82-58, you said they still have to land the plane. And it took them a while.
Yeah.
They were circling. But they finally did. The Valkyries 2026 season is presented by Kaiser Permanente. A couple of bright spots. Gabby Williams getting it done on both ends, as usual.
Yeah, so this is the fifth time in the last six games that she's scored 15-plus points. She led the team with 20 points today. And look, she was an all-star. She was an all-star mainly for her defense, but the offensive spark she's providing, she averaged 11.5 points per game last year. It's not like she was a slouch on the offensive end, not by any stretch of the imagination. The offense this year has been huge. She's After this game, she's going to get her average right up around 15 points per game, coming in at 14.3. And so that's been a really nice boost. And she's starting game strong, too. She had 8 points right off the bat in this game, really giving the Valkyries a jolt in the arm offensively.
And Janelle Salon continues to score the ball off the bench.
Yeah, she had 16 tonight, RC. So two straight games, 16-plus points after that rough four-game stretch. 3 of 8 from deep in this one. 5 of 13, hit some shots to get the Valkyries back within shouting distance of this one. So good to see that. Good to see Kayla Thornton, too, hit 4 threes, coming off a scoreless performance last time out. It's had a couple of scoreless games this year. But that's unlike Kayla. This is more like her. 4 of 7 from downtown. Again, RC, the three-point shooting wasn't the problem. It was spectacular in this game. You go 16-35 from three in a 40-minute game, you expect to win, quite honestly, or to be a lot closer than being down 24 in the fourth quarter of this game. The issue was 9 of 39 on twos. And in the paint, the Valkyries were 8 of 29. So 8 of 29 in the paint and 1 of 10 on non-paint twos. That is the entire difference. And they're minus 22 in points in the paint in a 10-point game, and there's your ball game.
And they made their free throws, too. You're right. It wasn't about shot-making at all.
No, at least not beyond the arc from the foul line. But, yeah, I mean, well, I mentioned it. They had, I'd say, 3 gimmies that they missed in this game. But outside of that, they're taking really tough shots around the rim. And they got a great rim protector in Asia Wilson. And Brianna Turner mentioned it. She only played 10 minutes today, but this is a former two-time first-team all-defensive selection in this league in 2020 and 2021, back when she was playing with the Phoenix Mercury. Like, that's a legit low-post presence as well. Kirsten Bell hasn't scored this year, but it has been a piece of the fabric of the Aces for 5 years now. She had 2 blocks today. They outblocked the Valkyries 8-0 in this game.
Well, I had, despite what the box score says, I had 2 blocks unaccounted for. One from Letitia Mihir in the first half where she swatted Wilson, I believe, but
yeah,
to your point, yeah, a game coming off 11 blocks,
big difference there. And again, like, the Fever are a very solid team. They're going to be, I think, really good this year, but they don't have Asia Wilson. Asia Wilson is by far the best player in the WNBA.
You think it's by far?
I do think it's by far, and there's a lot of great players in the WNBA. And look, I think for 2/3 of the season last year, Nafisa Collier was a front runner for MVP. But then, once the Aces got to 14-14, Asia Wilson basically said, screw this, and dominated.
Yeah.
And 28-15-4 and 4 blocks. Look, I mean, the talent has certainly really exploded in this league. There are so many great players in this league. But Asia Wilson is a cut above, and we saw that today.
28 points and 15 rebounds, shooting 50%.
Yeah, I mean, just so fun to watch, too. And she got off to a slow start. Mm-hmm. And I remember there was like a 13-footer right elbow that she missed in the first half. She got frustrated with herself. And, like, after that point, she just turned the page on this game and really started to put it to the Valkyries. She had 9 points in that second quarter and then really just took over. I mean, to average 24 points per game in a league where the clock is a 40-minute game as opposed to 48 in the NBA, that's really tough to do. And she just sent her average north in this one, 28 points in 36 minutes, and really brought the aces home.
We got our first look at Wintonda.
Yeah, she played a couple of minutes in previous games this year, but first, like, real minutes.
Right.
As far as, like, this wasn't
stat
fully
time.
Garbage time. Yeah. It played 4 minutes, and this was kind of not a turning point in the game, but they got a stop down, I think it was 10 at the time, or maybe 9, and Wintonda had the ball on the break and turned it over on the travel. Just got a little too excited there, left her feet, and that was kind of a tough moment. But she was plus 7 in her 4 minutes. You can see, like, what makes her a WNBA player with her size and her length. Like, there's certainly something there. You'd like to see the shooting come around from Wintonda. She didn't take a shot today, but her collegiate three-point numbers, not that great. But, yeah, good to see her get 4 minutes. And you say she comes in, she hits another three.
She sure did.
And she's plus 10 in 5 minutes.
One of only three Valkyries in the plus side today.
Yeah, you know, and Natalie Nicasse has talked about in the past where, you know, she's still learning the playbook. She still doesn't know all the plays. Once she's got a full grasp of things, really see Yotite unleashed in the WNBA, I think it's going to be a sight to behold.
Zana Lissini with her first start of the season, 9 points, 4 boards in 21 minutes.
I'll be curious to see if this is the starting five going forward now with Zana Lissini in for Kyla Charles.
Is it just about size, or what do you think the move was for?
I mean, Zana Lissini certainly gives you more offensive pop. Kyla's probably, you know, gives you the defensive chops. Zana Lissini, the offensive chops. I'm curious to see if this is how it's going to be going forward, or if this is going to be kind of a matchup-based thing. Because Zana Lissini, you know, she's come back from three games back from the concussion, and I do think, like, as far as your offensive ceiling is concerned, Zana Lissini raises that offensive ceiling.